Hey, well, good evening, family. It's good to see you. Welcome, welcome. Just go ahead and grab a seat or grab an area where your seat will be and stand with us. We're going to start off the night by worshiping together a little bit. Oh, and happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully you know this one. It says, all my words.
All my words fall short. I've got nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often. But every song must end, and you never do. So I pour my hands and praise you again and again. It's all that I.
Good to be with you, and just good to see so many faces. Thank you for making this a priority. We have so many things going on. Every single person has a to-do list, but thank you for just showing your Father with your attendance. Really, just that we would just recognize just how He is the source of every good thing in our lives. Psalm 9:1 says this. It says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. And so if you've been with us before on a Thanksgiving night, you know what the agenda is. But if you haven't, what really, it's just an open forum where we want to just be encouraged by stories of gratitude and praiseworthy things that the Lord is doing in your life, in the midst of difficulties, in the midst of maybe some high points that we can celebrate together, in the midst of grief, in the midst of his provision. We're going to have four men come tonight and just lead us in a few brief conversations, and then we'll have a chance to pass the microphone around. And I just hope that the Lord would prepare you to be bold enough to share something that he's doing in your life. You will be, we will be mutually encouraged by those just moments of bravery when someone says, yeah, I need to say this. I can't keep quiet about what the Lord is doing. So tonight, if you could just maybe just even think ahead of some things that maybe are on your heart, we will be having a time of just thanksgiving for our nation. And just, I don't even need to go on. What an amazing blessing it is to be a citizen of the United States of America. And so just a time of that, maybe even a time of prayer for some of the things that we care about most that are so important for our nation to continue to be a force for freedom in the world. In our second wave, we will be having a time of thanksgiving for our church and our ministries and our people and just the some of the things that we've seen go on this year. The Lord is active in our midst, and so I won't steal any more of Matt's thunder. Then we'll have a time of thanksgiving for God's provision and answered prayers, and this is just a time for you to maybe share with us something that we don't know, that the Lord's been doing in your life, maybe inside the walls of your home, and that you just haven't had a chance to say it, but please think of a way to honor him and share that, just being confident that God's people will be smiling back saying, wow, that's awesome. And then finally, we're just going to lift up a time and just thank God for who he is, a time of thanksgiving for his character. And so in between, we'll sing a few songs, just like Psalm 9 has asked us to, and just be prepared to be blessed. So thank you so much for being here. And I am going to turn the mic over, I can proudly say, to my son, Josh, who's going to talk to us a little bit about where we live.
Good evening. Happy Thanksgiving Eve, I suppose. I'm going to start tonight just reading a brief passage out of Psalm 33, verse 12 to 22. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven, he sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth, he who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord, for he is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. So as my dad alluded to, just want to take a moment to, I guess, give God recognition for the nation we live in, for all of its shortcomings, all of its pitfalls, but for also the fact that it bears so many things that we can't say about the rest of the world and the rest of human history. Obviously, coming out of a season in which there's been headlines to read left and right, there are a lot of things to grumble about, a lot of things to complain about, and some celebrations as well. The Lord is moving even amidst as imperfect people take positions of power. And so I just want to start off the night by saying I am deeply grateful that we live in a nation where we have the opportunity to come to a building that has the word church emblazoned out front. There's no secret. There's no hiding it. There's no doing it in a basement of a home because they're going to find you if you don't. We can come here and we can celebrate not once, not twice, but several times every week throughout the year because we have a country that looks favorably upon the one true Lord. And with that, I just want to turn it over to you guys. As you think about what makes the United States just, I guess, a blessing, something to be thankful for in your life. We'll come around with the microphone, I believe.
I was actually just reading an article today in the Wall Street Journal talking about part of the issue, and I'm going to talk politics for a second, but convert it back to the church. Part of the issue with the polarity of our country is because Republicans have not spoken up about their beliefs and haven't spoken up about their positions. And there's been a void where it's allowed Democrats to create a narrative that is extremely polarizing. And I have no comment on that. But it immediately kind of hit me that as a believer, we have that same responsibility. And we have that same responsibility to interact with those who don't know God and those who don't love God. And we have an opportunity to do that so easily here in the U.S. And sometimes we take that for granted. And I would just say I'm thankful for that opportunity, but the challenge would be both initially to myself and then to everyone, don't take that freedom for granted. Utilize that freedom to share our faith regularly. And I think as we do, we know the Holy Spirit goes out before us and impacts those conversations. And I'm just thankful for that opportunity. And I would just challenge each one of us to take that opportunity.
Thank you. Well said.
So as I started coming to church, I had a great loss that changed my life. I recently lost my father suddenly, and I just wanted to thank God for the time that I did have with him.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thankful for two things. God has chosen to allow us, my wife and I, as we grow old, which is not necessarily easy, to be used by him and give us the blessing of life. And I'm thankful for the new friend that I've made this year who's incarcerated, but God has chosen to open his spiritual eyes, and it's a real blessing to work with him and befriend him and know him and get to know him personally.
Not every nation would let you into the prison system to be able to speak into that man's life, so testament to another facet of something great happening here.
I am so very grateful for the men, some of whom sit in this church, who sometimes reach out and they want to get to know you and they want to have a relationship with you, not just because they're looking for a buddy or a friend or somebody to work on projects with, but because ultimately their main goal is to share their faith, is to try to disciple me in mine. And that was done to me by a gentleman in this church. And we're called to do that. Every single one of us are called to do that. And what a great blessing that it is that we have that freedom to share our faith with people. I think you mentioned that in other parts of the world, that's not so. We can boldly do that, and yet we seem to shy away from that so often when the opportunity's there. It's not difficult. Just get to know people, and as you get to know them, share your faith with them and allow them to share theirs. And what a wonderful opportunity that is to disciple other people. I'm just grateful for the opportunity to do that.
Thank you. We have time for one more.
I'm glad to live in this country because it's a very unique country. It's the only country that uses Fahrenheit.
So true. Inches and feet as well.
I've been reflecting a lot on, I just sense in the nation, we've been trained that we cannot say anything political, but I'm just going to speak from my heart. I feel like I can exhale. I feel like that the Lord has given us a pause from the onslaught of forces that are dark. And I just pray for, as Josh said, the imperfect men and women that he has elevated, much like he used Nebuchadnezzar, much like he has often used fallen men for good. I pray for President Trump. I pray for the men and women that he is picking now, that that righteousness would gain a foothold and that this country would have a place and a voice for righteousness in the coming years. I feel like we've grown sheepish about saying that along the lines of maybe what Josh was saying. And I am grateful to be in a country, as flawed as she is, that does still stand for freedom and does still liberate men and women to be able to worship, as you were mentioning, Josh.
To another song of worship.
And we will have, just to clarify the format, we will have three more times to share about our lives and some different topics. Thank you, Josh, so much. So your hands, we will pause on, you'll have a chance.
Cool, just stand with us. Christ is my firm foundation. Still got joy in chaos. I've got peace that makes no sense, so I won't be going under. I've got help by my own strength, 'cause I built my life on Jesus. 'Cause he's never let me down.
So why would he? Good evening, church family. My name is Matt Meistering. And, you know, I was going to use Psalm 33. Where are you? I was going to use Psalm 33. I'm glad I didn't. But you did a great job. Thank you. So this session is a focus on Thanksgiving for our church and all churches who are faithful to the word. It's a time of gratitude for our ministries here at Perry Hall Baptist Church, our school, our people, our leaders, our facility, and our land. So I've attended Perry Hall Baptist Church actually for almost 40 years. And as you could probably guess, I didn't have much of a say in the matter early on. I've seen our church struggle, and I've seen our church thrive. Through it all, I've heard one comment continually resound in these hallways through the years. Thank God for his continued love and faithfulness towards Perry Hall Baptist Church. He has never failed us. This church helped to raise me, and now it's helping Lisa and I raise our kids. I'm so grateful for Perry Hall Baptist Church and what this place has meant to me. God has used this church and its people to teach, encourage, mentor, and disciple me. He's also used the people of this church to speak truth in love when I needed correction in my life. Now, I do have a say in the matter of where my family calls home. We continue to choose Perry Hall Baptist Church because this is still a church that is faithful to the Word of God. It's still a church that's filled with people who are committed to walking with the Lord no matter what. It's still a church that works to grow its ministries for the purpose of loving others intentionally with the life-giving truth of the gospel. Praise God that he continues to fulfill his promises in his faithfulness to his church globally and here in Perry Hall. I'm going to open it up for comment. I'm going to do the verse and a prayer after, but this will be a time for others to share as well.
I'm Cliff Smith. I just wanted to bring a man that was on our prayer sheet. His name is Chuck Moores, and he had blood cancer. And the doctor told him, he says, nobody is healed from blood cancer. Nobody. They have no sign of anybody being healed from blood cancer. But he says the doctors right now cannot find one evidence that he has had blood cancer. And he claims that our church, through their prayers and their cards that they sent him, was a reason that he is cancer-free. So he just said recently that their church is thinking about using our method of the prayer sheet to start in their church.
Praise God.
I just want to say I have so much to be thankful for, and God has done so many things in our lives this past year. We went to Cali, and I had a meltdown just before I was supposed to go out to witness, and our whole group prayed around me, and God showed up and showed off. And I am so thankful to see his hand in so many things. And recently, my husband was in ICU, and I won't take the time up to say it all, but God was in everything, there, before, during, and after. And I did journal it all because I want to remember those spiritual markers. And also, this past May, our granddaughter and grandson in love and three great grandbabies lived 5 minutes from us, and they moved to Florida. And we were sad. But when our daughter and I went to visit them, we saw God's hand over all of it. And He is growing them probably so much more than He would have here. And I'm thankful for that as well. And I'm thankful for my husband, who is so good to me. And this church, who encourages and teaches. And for our pastors that spend so much time loving us and praying for us and helping to for us to grow. And the discipleship, all of it is amazing. And I could go on, but I'll stop now. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
I have just come through a harsh shoulder replacement surgery, and I am so thankful to the people of this church who have prayed so much and have supplied meals and cards and love and all kinds of stuff, and I just love you guys.
Love you too.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I became a member last week, and I am thankful that everyone has been extremely friendly towards me and include me, I'm very thankful for when I wanted to do something, the card ministry. I didn't have to jump through any hoops. I didn't have to prove that I was worthy, anything like that, And I'm also very thankful for Pastor Chris. His sense of humor is hysterical.
This one, right? We need more of that. Thank you.
I am grateful that Perry Hall is obedient to the Lord in his great commandment and commission to pray, send, and go for people all over, whether it be Perry Hall neighborhoods that we used to visit on Saturdays or to Cali, or personally experiencing the generosity of financial and prayerful giving to go and love the Lord through sharing the gospel to all nations. So I'm grateful for the heart of Perry Hall to be obedient to the Lord in those commandments.
Maddie, I am convinced that that is the reason that, Matt, you were able to come here as a baby and hear testimonies as you were growing up of this church has influenced the community and it endures today. I think God has showered favor on us because of our commitment to missions.
I'm thankful for tonight, Perry Hall's. I was thinking the ministry of presence. Like Matt, I pretty much grew up here, and so a lot of these faces are very familiar, and although I don't have a personal relationship with everyone, I can point to everyone in this room and think of how Perry Hall has formed me to be a man in early stages of that, but just exciting because I'll be launching out into the world. Not perfectly ready, but excited because I have models and examples here at Perry Hall. And yesterday I got engaged, which is a whole nother thing to be thankful for, but it's just, I'm just blessed to have a church where there are just countless examples of godly men and women with godly marriages that helped fuel a desire in me to chase marriage. So just so many things to be thankful for. But I think of all the people, all the faces who have helped form me into a man and prepare me for manhood and to launch into the world.
Two more?
Hello, everyone. My name is Francis. I want to say thank you to all of you for allowing me to share my testimony. Born again, coming out of the Catholic Church, which I was led into from my family, who's from the Philippines, and how the Lord has completely destroyed this generational curse and set me free from so much defilements, which we are surrounded by all day long. I'm talking about false indoctrination. I'm talking about misleading us, encouraging us to commit the one sin that is unforgivable, and how my heart breaks for those who are still in it today, and how I have to give all the glory and honor and praise to Christ for setting me free. I'm talking about if someone like me can be saved, surely he can save you. And this deep yearning for the word, finding the word at my most broken, him speaking to me, entering my heart. And when the Holy Spirit enters your heart, you never want him to go. There's nothing this world could ever provide that will ever match that level of peace. The comforter, the counselor, the friend, who none of us could ever give enough credit because we don't even know how brilliant he is. And he prays for us with groans too deep for words to express. So I hear you, and I want you to know I'm with you. It took me a while to get here, but I made it because of him. And I would ask a special prayer for my fiance and I, who have been together 3 years. She was raised in Saudi Arabia and then went to Egypt. These are highly Islamic territories, dangerous territories for Christians. We are so blessed to have a country where we are able to worship freely and to speak the name of Christ. So I want to take every opportunity to give him the glory, because there are countries that forbid you from saying his name or even displaying a cross on the building. And once you realize how grateful I have realized that I should be, I want to say thank you, Lord, for saving me, and that he would allow me to meet my Proverbs 31 woman and give me my best friend in the world. And I hope to introduce her to you at some point in time. We need fellowship. We need other believers to help us, because we're feeling very lonely in this world. Thank you for allowing me to share. And thank you to my brother Blake, who brought me here tonight for this moment that I needed so desperately. Thank you. Thank you guys for allowing me to share. And may the Lord Jesus Christ continue to rain down on you with his most precious blood. That's such a beautiful song because it's so true. He's not going to let us down. He never has. He never will. We know where we're going to be on that great and terrible day. Hallelujah.
In the hand. Beautiful. Maybe one more on the church. Okay, Nick.
Hi, I'm Nick. I'm one of the members of the greeting here every Sunday. I'm thankful for my family, always love. I'm really a relationship of, giving everybody all the loving and stuff, and always love coming to church because I love to give everybody hugs that I really know, and I just give the best hugs. I can't stop in church here. So, and if no huggers will come and hug me, it's all good. You don't have to be concerned about it. Because, I'm a hugger, just so you know. I'm really thankful for Thanksgiving. Yeah, come on. So I know the Lord, he gives me good strength here, and, you know, everybody cares about me here, and I'm glad for God has a plan, and, you know, we'd be in heaven. We'll be all with people we love. That's all I want to say. Good day to everybody. Amen.
All right. Okay. Wow. Thank you, everyone. My brother over here. It's awesome. I mean, how cool is it to hear, you know, when someone finally makes that transition, and just the newness, the freshness, the zeal. And I hear that, and it's just so encouraging to me. So thank you for sharing. Thank you, Nick, and others. I'm going to pray for this section, and then we'll move on to the next. I'm actually going to pray Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Father, we serve you with gladness. We come into your presence with singing. We know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. Father, we ask that in this coming year, you would continue to sustain and use us to win more people for Jesus Christ. We thank you for your steadfast love and your faithfulness to all generations. Amen.
Would you stand with us?
This one. Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hey. I'm going to make a quick intro because, unlike the last two guys, I've only been here for a couple years. So, my name is Kyle Chesser. My family and I have been members for a little over 3 years now. I have three kids, two of whom my boys got baptized a few months ago. So, we're excited to be here, happy to be here. It's a great church. For today's portion, I'm going to talk a little bit about God's provision and answered prayers. And a verse that comes to mind that as I was looking over this was Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8, which reads, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream, and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and it is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit." You know, when I think of this verse, you know, God is loving, he's caring, he's a faithful father to us, his children. I think it's so important to make a conscious reflection on how he has provided for us in so many ways, and how we can praise and thank him for that. You know, this is about God's provision and answered prayers, and there's so many ways that God has answered prayers for me and my family this year, financially, physically. But one that really sticks out in my mind is that I'd like to share is my nephew was born a few months ago, Theo, and just days old, he was diagnosed with something called Wolff-Parkinson-White syndrome, or WPW. It's a condition where actually there's an extra electrical pathway to the heart, which causes the heart to beat ultra fast. Dangerously fast for periods of times, which could trigger tachycardia. And as we all know, when the heart beats really, really fast for too long, it can be life-threatening. So life-threatening, he's been rushed to shock trauma quite a few times. Since then, he's had to wear a heart monitor to make sure that his heart's beating normally. He has not gone into tachycardia since Labor Day, which is just an answer to the prayer, to the point where this day, it's been since Labor Day. And he's had multiple episodes before that, but since now, he's been totally clear. You know, I'm thankful for modern medicine, the power of prayer. And as Jeremiah just told us, I'm thankful for his provisions in each and every one of our lives. With that said, I'd like to you know, open it up for anyone who's had answered prayers or a time this past year where you saw God's care or hand in his blessings in your life.
Good evening. My name's Tom Lewis, and I've had a challenging year this year, but it was also a year of many blessings. I've had more health issues. I know specialists in every field and see them just about every week, it seems, but I'm thankful for what God has done. He gives me hope. He gives me a strength to continue on. He's given me a great wife, who I say is a Proverbs 31 woman, because she cares for me, cares for her parents, and a lot of other people. And I'm really thankful for God for that. And also for this church, for the camaraderie, the fellowship, the prayer support, and just the good Bible teaching that we receive. So I'm very thankful to our church and also the way that God has blessed our church. He's working individually and corporately here. And I praise his name.
Amen.
Here's the mic.
Hi, my name is Teresa Garrett, and I've been on the church prayer list for a while. So I thank God for all the church, the whole church family, and all the prayers and cards and hugs that I've gotten. And you all have been a real blessing to me. And I also want to publicly thank my husband, Jerry, who has been through by my side through all my tests and treatments and many, many hours of waiting in different places where I have gotten these treatments for the last 9 years. And especially during COVID, he was not allowed in the hospital. So he would spend 3 or more hours in the car, in the parking garage down in Hopkins, summer and winter. No complaints, and he's just been my rock. So I just thank you all for everything, and I keep praying because it is working. So, and I know God is at the bottom of all this, and I just I know it's going to be all right.
Hi, my name is Jessica Michie, and I have been in and out of Perry Hall Baptist for probably 10 or 15 years. I don't know a lot of people here, but I have been a part of Miss Laurel's group with the ladies before, and she continues to be a prayer warrior for my family. And a few things that we had experienced this year. At the start of the year, I never knew the impact of everything that was going to happen and how much me being able to really be a prayer warrior for my kids. I have 3 boys and a daughter-in-law and also a son's girlfriend that's almost like a daughter to me. And a few of the things that happened for us over the year is one of the 5 had to deal with a brain issue, and we were praying through that person would be okay. And that person is okay at this time, so we saw God work there. Another one was to see, let me backtrack. I don't know if anyone here has seen the movie The Forge, but if you've not, it's a really good Christian movie that just came out not long ago. I went to see that movie with my boyfriend, and when I left the theater, I remember thinking, I have 3 boys who I need to try to do a mom-son date night with, if you want to say it like that. And I was just really lifted that, God, I don't know how I'm going to get them there, but I'm going to pray on this. And I went home and I asked all 3 of them to go to do something with me, and all 3 of them refused. And at the time, they were like, we're not too interested in a Christian movie, or that's not our thing. And if you haven't seen The Forge, the base is she's a single mom, and it's how she gets her son that she's been praying for and how God works in his life. I remember feeling a little discouraged after they told me, no, we're not going to see this. But when I saw that movie, I was like, these boys need to see this movie. And I remember just praying and having a close family friend, and I said, God's going to do it. Like, I don't know how, but I'm going to trust that we're going to see this movie. And that when I had that take, at first they told me no, but I still said, somehow it's going to happen, and God, I'm going to pray faithfully, as including this in my prayer. So I'm going to be very honest that 2 of my boys came to me recently and said, let's watch this movie. And I like to just drop on the floor because I'm thinking, okay, God, that's an answered prayer. The boys saw the movie. They both were very touched by it. Again, if you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. And then I think also throughout this year, my son, who earlier this year, his girlfriend and I attended Perry Hall. But if you ever would have thought my son Brandon was coming here, I mean, I've prayed faithfully throughout the year and trusted God with all three of my boys, but he was baptized a couple weeks ago. And so I'm just overjoyed and consistently seeing how God is working in our life and our lives. And there's just even so much. I also went through during the summer where I almost had choked. Well, I had episodes, like four of them, where I was choking on food. It was getting stuck due to medical conditions that I have. And through the whole summer, it was very challenging because I could not eat. I mean, pretty much a liquid diet. Things were getting stuck. Even after they did like an endoscopy and stretched my throat and stuff, I was still not getting better and still just kind of thinking, okay, am I ever going to be able to eat again? And by God's grace, I feel like he's just pulled so much together in our lives, and I'm starting to be able to eat again, and I'm sitting here with my son and his girlfriend and who have been baptized, and other things that just keep happening that I'm just like, God's hand is so in our family. And I'm thankful for Fred Walker. You've worked with one of my sons faithfully. And Pastor Dave, thank you so much for all of your time, and you know, and for Miss Laurel, all the prayers that her and her ladies have given to our family. God is really good.
I think I saw a hand far over there, Bill.
Yeah, you had one more. Yeah. Anyway, I want to say that there are three hallelujahs in Revelation 19, and I woke up to them, and I thought to myself, I wasn't thinking by myself, but I walked in the door, and everybody was singing hallelujah. And I think that that's the wonderful name of God. It's not just praise the Lord in a general sense. It's using his personal name, hallelujah. And he's the one who's been with us all the time. But I thank God this year that I have my husband with me. He had a very bad fall in May. And we're just so thankful that he made it. And we're thankful for all the things he's done personally for us and for our friends. I think of all the miracles that have happened in this church, even this year. I think of Doug Pindell and all the generations that have praised him and that family. And I think of Dale Canatella and the church. All the little kids owe a great deal to her love and care. And there are many, many people that Jerry and Judy Turner went through unbelievable things and have come out victorious. And we think how great it is. And that young man who spoke, I want to thank you. That comes from a real heart of love for God. And we really rejoice with you. And we're thankful for everybody in our congregation. I'm so glad that God is faithful from generation to generation, from the pilgrims on down, right? And before that, all the way back to Adam and Eve. But we really do praise the Lord. That's what we want to do. We want to say thank you from our very heart.
Oh, hello, I'm Jake Krauss. My wife and I have been attending for a couple years now. I wanted to say that I am grateful for this church. I'm grateful for a handful of people here who have been instrumental in my life and in my testimony. without getting emotional, I've lived the last 7.5 to 8 years, it's been a blur, in active alcoholism. You know, we sing Great is Thy Faithfulness, and it's been 460 days since I've had a drink, but that is 100% due to God changing my heart and God putting us in this church. God introducing me and my wife to people like Pam, with counseling, and Mark there, Jeremy and Pastor Dave, the Kellys. I'm just grateful to be here, and I just want to share, you know, God is good. When it looks hopeless, it's not. You know, when it might feel hopeless, it's not. God is faithful. And he's faithful. I'll end with that.
Amen. Yeah, let's give him a hand. Thank you, Jake.
Good evening. I'm James, for those of you who don't know me yet. I'm thankful for these two, Bill and Donna. Big time. Our chances to get together on a weekly basis. Thankful for you as well, Cliff.
I don't know if Sandy's here, but I'm thankful for her work with really agitating for the young adults to get together. I know she had an event that she was able to put together here not too long ago. And definitely thankful for my parents. Who wouldn't be? People to talk to and people that I have around for now. And, well, you too, Bill.
Thankful for people like, are you there? People like James. I just want to say there are a lot of things we see. I'm thankful for the guys up on stage, the worship team. The last time I sang in front of the church, well, I was 17. I'm now 67, so it's literally been a half century. There's ministries involved here, and the outreach of this church is much greater than we can even see here. We've had several of the missionaries stay at our house, and you hear and you understand what they're doing all around the world. I'm involved in a couple different ministries here, but I also reach out in a Christian camp down in West Virginia. I do outreach up in Gettysburg with First Baptist of Gettysburg, and I've been with Eric's ministry in Florida and Ocean City. So just to understand, this church's reach is a lot farther than any one of us or any of us could see here, and it is just up to God, just pulling it all together. Just want to say that.
Ms. Roberta, did you be the last one for this session?
I just want to say I'm very thankful to God throughout my life and my ups and downs. He's always been with me. The main thing I'm thankful for right now is that my daughter has gotten free of drug addiction over the last 5 years. She's been clean, but still struggling. But day by day, month by month, I can see improvement and progress. And it only is by the grace of God and prayer. And I just am so thankful that she's doing well. And she's become a member of a church where she lives in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And she's just been a big blessing, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Would you stand with us?
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Jeremy Gritz. I've been attending here since 2012, but my wife, Samantha, and her family, the Schlicks, have been here many more years than that. So I am very thankful for this church and for everything that they've done for me over the past 12 years. The section I'll be doing tonight is the character of God in reference to his goodness. Pastor Dave gave me this assignment, and it took God 67 books in the Bible to explain his goodness to us. But Pastor Dave said I have 4 to 5 minutes. So my plan is Genesis 1:1, in the beginning was God, and in Revelation... Sorry. In Revelation 22, the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all. Amen. If you guys could read everything in between, and we will reconvene next year. I do have a case of the nerves. Believe it or not, I'm a police officer, and I've been in much worse situations than this, but I would prefer to be chasing down a bad guy right now. So, in my preparation for this, it is true, and it is slightly a joke, but not really, that the entire Bible is a story of God's goodness from the beginning to the end. And if I had to focus on one thing tonight, the one aspect of his goodness that I'm focusing on is on his redemption. Even still, that picks up in Genesis 3 and takes us all the way to Revelation. So, even that one aspect of his goodness is the entire book, the entire Bible. In my study for tonight, I found an article that, quite frankly, it wouldn't have done it justice to put it into my own words. So I'll read this particular gentleman's thoughts, share some thoughts of my own, and then we'll go to the congregation. So this is from Kevin DeYoung. He is a pastor of Christ Covenant Church in North Carolina. I don't know much about him, so if you know anything about him, I can only say that this particular article was good. The Father promises our salvation from eternity. The Son seals our salvation in his blood. The Spirit applies the blessings of our salvation through faith, all evidence of God's singular goodness to the believer. The God who had no need of creating the world had even less need of redeeming it. From the sin in the Garden of Eden to the idolatry of the golden calf to the evil of Calvary, there was an utter lack of deserving on the part of God's people. There was no inducement to help except for his own glory and goodness. And when he helped, God gave us better than worlds or wealth. He gave us his Son. And at such cost. We could rightly say that during Christ's humiliation, supremely so on the cross, God's goodness was more obviously manifested to us than to his own Son. God has given us an embarrassment of riches in his Son, and he gives access to these riches by means of such an easy yoke. He appeals to us not with a show of force, but with heartfelt entreaties, wooing us by the kindness of Christ our Savior. God runs to us faster than we run to him. That is the goodness of God. Psalm 23, verses 5 through 6. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 86, verses 5 through 8. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. I was trying to think of a personal story that could possibly show off the goodness of God. And again, that's a pretty hard thing to do, to get it down to just one story. But I often find that the parent-child relationship, the earthly parent-child relationship, is such a good picture. It's not perfect, but it seems to always provide analogies for what it is possibly like for God in dealing with us. And so I thought of my daughter, Lily, who's almost 10 years old, and we have a rule in our house that you're supposed to take your shoes off whenever you come in our house, because we live on a farm, and they spend most of their time out at the barn, and we don't want manure and all the other wonderful things that exist out in a barn to be tracked through our house on a regular basis. And even though this has been the rule since we have lived there, and she's 10, it goes without fail that there are times that she runs through the house and she makes it halfway into the house, and I see she has her boots on, and my blood pressure goes up by about 20 points, probably just about where it is right now. And I have to say to her, Lily, what are you doing? And she says, what? What do you mean? And I said, what are you doing? Your boots are on. Yeah. Okay, Lily, you have to go take your boots off. Okay, but I was just going to come in the house for a minute. Doesn't matter. Go take your boots off. And in my mind, I'm thinking, how many times? How many times do I have to tell you this? How hard is it? It's not that hard. You take your boots off when you come in the house. But at the same time, when I'm often chastising my children, I think in my mind, how many times has God said to me, how many times am I going to have to keep telling you? It's not that hard, you know? And although I think that there is some truth to that, that there is some chastisement, rightfully so, in terms of the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and we should be thankful for that, because when the Holy Spirit stops convicting you, I think you're in trouble. I also think that the Lord is very quick to correct you in love and in a way that we probably can't relate to so perfectly. And then in that moment, I am inclined to extend the grace and mercy to my daughter, because I realize how good God has been to me and how many times he's had to yell at me for repeatedly doing the same thing that he's told me not to do time and time again. And even though I'm almost 40, I still haven't figured it out. I also hope that my grace and mercy will be picked up on by my wife when she realizes I'm wearing my shoes in the house, and she has to yell at me saying, you're almost 40 years old. Why can't you take your shoes off before you come in the house? So that is a quick, down and dirty way to talk about the goodness of God. So,
any other thoughts on God's goodness or his character or how you've seen it shown to you and your family this year?
I know I just said something. James is reminding me. Just a real quick thing to let you know. When we started doing, during the COVID, when we started doing the communion with the little cups, now I'm not going to be able to tell anybody new this story now. I opened mine up and there's two pieces of bread in there. My wife opens hers up and she looks at it and says, there's no bread in mine. God knows what our needs are before we do.
Amen. That's a cool story.
Hi, I'm Jill. My family and I have been here since 2019. When we were here last year for this service, I just cried the whole time because my extended family was broken and we weren't speaking. And there was no family Thanksgiving or Christmas. There was no communication for months. And so it was just a very hard time, but through God's goodness and faithfulness, there was reconciliation, and it's still a long journey, but we're having Thanksgiving with them this week, and I'm just very grateful for that.
I raised my hand not knowing if I could actually do this. I had this radical salvation experience at 17 and walked intimately with the Lord ever since. He was everything to me. About 3 years ago, I started struggling with pride. And I was praying every day that God would take this pride from me. I hated how it felt. And then shortly after, I had a neck injury and I was rendered incapacitated. I lost the use of my right arm. I lost some cognitive function and suffered psychological issues as well. And I plunged into the darkest season, I think. I couldn't read the Bible because I couldn't comprehend it. I come to church. I could no longer understand what Pastor Dave was saying. And I wanted to give up. And I don't know what I would have done without my family and people in this church. But God, right? This year, I mean, I knew as soon as my neck injury happened, I even said, this is God's answer to my prayer. I knew it. I just didn't know how it was going to play out. Matt, my husband, had to take care of pretty much everything with the kids and the house. He'd never done that before. I don't know if he could cook macaroni and cheese before that. But the spiritual growth that we've seen in him this year, I attribute a lot of that to his desperation because of all of this. And, you know, I've lost a lot, but it's worth it because I know I'm experiencing God's goodness in deeper, more meaningful ways than I ever would have if I hadn't prayed that dangerous prayer 3 years ago.
Thank you, Lisa, for being brave to share that, working through it. I think Les has one more thing for us. Les, you get the final word of Thanksgiving tonight. Did I miss one?
Well, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone. My brother recently passed away. And you guys prayed and sent cards. And you don't know how much that meant to us and the rest of the family. But it meant a lot more to me because my brother and I were always like fire and gasoline. And 14 years ago when my mom went home, she asked both of us to reconcile. And we worked on that for quite a few years. And 2 years ago, he developed cancer, and he had a surgery, and he was in the hospital about close to 6 months. And then he was in rehab after that. And I made an effort to call him every day, every week, because he was on Whidbey Island, and the rest of the family was all scattered all over the place. Well, he passed away in October. I was going to go visit him, but I got sick, and I couldn't do that. And we were always concerned about his, whether he was saved or not. So the chaplain from hospice came and visited him every 2 or 3 days. And before he passed, we learned that he was definitely saved and that he was going to be with our mom, which is just awesome because I know I'll see both of them again one day. But my calling him was because he was so far away and he was alone. And all I wanted to do was talk to him and let him know I loved him. But after he passed, Jenny, his girlfriend, I talked to her on the phone. And I don't want you to think this is about me, but when you think you're loving someone and caring for them, and you're doing it because you love them and because God wants you to, she said to me in one of those phone calls, "Your brother told me that he didn't think he would have lasted as long if it wasn't for you. And that I ended up being what he called his angel. So thank God that he's with the Lord."
So we just, I'm going to offer up you guys to close, but I'll just for a minute, I'll pray us out, and then we'll sing with grateful hearts on the last note. Praise God that he is a God who's still restoring relationships. He's still healing. He's still redeeming people out of darkness, and we could go on. And I just, like you guys, can I just moment of confession? I was working all afternoon doing a bunch of stuff that doesn't matter that much, and it won't matter at all in 6 months, much less 60 years. And I wasn't grumpy, but I came here out of obligation because I have to, right? I am so deeply grateful that I'm here. I love hearing your stories. I love this church, and I just want you to know, as one of your pastors, I love you guys, and I love hearing about what God is doing in your life. So let's pray. We have a lot to be grateful for. Father, you are so good. Thank you that you are not done, that you are not letting this world slowly spin and grow cold. Thank you that you are deeply in love with your people. Thank you for all of the stories and testimonies of your grace. Lord, thank you even for the stories and testimonies of struggle. Father, I know that there are people tonight who are working through, there are people here tonight that are working through these moments, and the words of gratitude are not quite yet on their lips. And I just pray that you would show yourself to them, that you would remind them that you are a God who is committed to never leave us, never forsake us, a God that knows the number of hairs on our head and knows exactly what we need, a God that does not let a single sparrow fall to the ground except at his word. Lord, thank you for the gift of tonight. Thank you for all of the celebrating and even just maybe even the excess of your blessings that we will celebrate tomorrow. You are good, even when there is nothing good in us, and we love you. Amen.
Amen. Would you stand with us? We're going to close with Amazing Grace. This has been a precious night. It's one of my favorite nights to get together and just worship and celebrate together. Love you guys. Happy Thanksgiving. See you guys on Sunday.